Welcome to the Thought Leader Podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner. Today we're talking about shared ministry and reorganization. And we're talking with two pastors who know something about this, in Matt Schuler from Holy Cross in Oxford, and Dan Mackis from Living Word in Rochester. These two churches have joined together and are forming Journey Lutheran Church. Well, first off, pastors, why don't you tell us, how did you make it work?
Well, I'd say the first thing is that we didn't make it work. God made it work, because the only way two Lutheran churches can really come together is if God has a hand in it, because of our history and background. But it's an exciting multi-year journey to get to the starting line, where it started with just conversations between Pastor Dan and myself over hot dogs at the Coney Island in an in-between. It's been exciting to see how God has morphed and transformed some of our thoughts from the beginning to become really a new mission and a new opportunity to share God's compelling story with others, the joy of Jesus for the salvation of all.
And Dan, when we talk about shared ministry or reorganization, this could sound like a scary proposition for so many.
You know, it's that type of thing that when you look at the work or the items of business within the church, and when we can spend 6 months trying to figure out the color of carpeting in a church, it takes a little more thought, a little more detail. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. We were certainly, Matt and I were certainly led together for discussions, to peruse, to pray, to grow together, to say, okay, is this something that, you know, that God has in mind? I certainly didn't know when I came to Living Word 3 years ago where that future was headed. I had not envisioned this, but it's been an interesting journey. I tell people, they'll say, so what's new? I said, well, every day is new. There's something new going on. And it's amazing how God just makes some pieces fall into place. He challenges us to say, okay, do you really believe this? Is this really, you know, what... are you willing to sacrifice this? Are you willing to move forward here? Are you willing to endure through this time? And boy, he's just been gracious and blessing it in ways that are amazing. We still got a lot ahead of us. We're amazed at where we're at today, being unified as one for ministry to plan for the future in North Oakland County.
I would have to imagine this would take a ton of details and a ton of meetings, correct?
Oh, for sure. I still remember the kind of groundwork was laid in my backyard 2 years ago, where we got we invited every church in North Oakland, Circuit 17, to come and to have some barbecue and to enjoy a Lutheran beverage. And we basically, I wanted to ask the question, what are those things that we can do together that we couldn't do alone or couldn't do as effectively alone as we could together? And so it ended up that six churches from our area, more than 30 people, elders, pastors, council members were in attendance. And it kind of laid the groundwork for that conversation of really shared purpose, shared ministry. We kept meeting together, kept having conversations together. We looked at men's groups together, women's groups together, youth group together. And then from there, the conversation between Holy Cross and Living Word started to form more seriously, to say, okay, well, is there a ministry opportunity to look at multi-site ministry in North Oakland County under one new banner, under one new mission? And so it takes a lot of sacrifice to get there, because we do have this, built-in nature that we like our church, and your church is your church, and our church is our church. And to kind of give that up and say, no, it's all God's church, has been a really exciting thing. Tons of meetings, detail meetings, just thinking about all the stuff that comes in. Most churches have 20, 30, 40, 50 years of kind of ways that they do things. And so even operational things, and just trying to smooth all those out and make it so that it's something that people can joyfully enter into has been an exciting part of the process, but not without its challenges. And certainly meeting together, getting both leadership teams together, getting smaller groups of leadership together, paving the way for others to take the mantle of leadership too has been all part of the process.
And one of the things that we did a year ago last summer, matter of fact, as we tried to engage the people, the congregations together, we decided we were going to do kind of a church get together, picnic, worship time together. Just because, people from Living Word, I don't know about these people from Holy Cross and Holy Cross, I don't know these people from Living Word, are they humans or are they from some different location? And so it's like, we just got to get you to see that these are people are people. And so the day that we had, the Saturday we had this planned out at one of the metro parks and things, this huge storm came in. And just, we had to change plans last minute. We were back to the facility in Oxford, and we did our kind of our pitch and potluck meal together. And then we did a worship time together. And one of the, kind of one of the neat things about it was, is people came together. I mean, when you fellowship over food, it kind of breaks down some barriers. But then when you bring it together to the Word, I mean, we had just an awesome day. And then a month later, we went ahead and did a mission project, because that's one of the things that we're focused on. We're not just a congregation trying to start a congregation for us. We want a congregation that reaches other people. We did one of the food packing projects. So we did 10,000 meals. So we had over 100 people come out on a Wednesday night to help us pack the 10,000 meals. And the fellowship was just amazing. And people had fun together. They didn't know who you were, but they had fun. And the people were just like, this is some of the types of things that we can do better together.
You guys talk about food, and I imagine there was quite a bit of heartburn, especially when you met at the Coney Island, at Chipotle. You guys still okay health-wise and everything after all this?
As long as we don't go to the doctor for any kind of checks, we're okay.
Yeah, but you two had to meet quite a bit, and the place you did it was Leo's Coney Island, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a halfway spot between Rochester and Oxford, and so we would meet in Lake Orion. And the really interesting thing to me is that when we started getting together, it was never really about let's start this new mission together. Let's start this new journey and see where God's going to take us. It was really just kind of getting to know one of the new pastors in the area, and me just as a younger pastor saying, okay, well, what can I learn from somebody who has as much ministry experience as Pastor Dan has, to say, okay, well, there is so much that he has been through. And then beyond that, we just started talking, and we found that we had shared interests in terms of a ministry, mission mindedness, and outreach mindedness, service, intentionality. We were fast friends. We had so much in common that really the conversation about joining our two congregations into a new mission kind of formed from our camaraderie. So it was kind of neat that we started having, okay, well, should we bring in our councils to talk about what this would look like? And then we did. And then we kept talking about it. And Pastor Dan would go and meet with his council, and I'd meet with mine. Then we'd come and have a Coney dog or two or three, and I'd get onions. And so it's been really, really cool to see the ministry kind of form from that natural relationship that God provided for us.
I think together, once we went into these discussions, we could see, in North Oakland County, we could see the opportunity that was there, not only for ministry, but also for the unifying together for ministry, to effectively do it, much better than it is being done.
So you guys went from hanging out at Leo's and just sharing a Coney dog to then discussing shared ministry. Now you've got almost a 5-year plan in place, right?
Yeah, so that was the 5-year plan was one of the major milestones that we kind of set for coming together as one new mission. In the process, our two congregations said, you know, as we come into this, we want to sign a letter of intent so that we lay out very clearly, so that there's no confusion what we're about and what we want to do. And so, you know, congregations coming together, okay, well, you got to look at governance, you know, what's the constitution look like? What's the budget look like? A lot of practical questions. But then, you know, I think one of the largest things was, well, what's the ministry plan? What are we going to do when it comes to our kingdom-minded duties? And, you know, at the start, it's funny because we had an original document that was pages long. It was so long. And I remember asking my wife, I said, "Hey, Liz, we're trying to tweak the 5-year plan. We're trying to make it better. Did you read that?" And she just kind of stared at me. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, mission, you know, message received. And so we took it from like a double digit pages, crazy long document. We distilled it to one page. And we said, we're going to have 10 action items with an intentional multi-site ministry approach where this isn't just worship in a building where we have a physical structure that everybody comes to, but it's discipleship hubs at the coffee shop, at the brewery, in the place where people meet. It's discipleship in homes. It's personal discipleship relationships. And so that's the overarching goal, is that we would be, you know, little retreats for people to connect and to talk about Jesus. And I think that's important as we think about where we are even in our world today, is that the center of discipleship is less in a one big building where a ton of people come together because of the limits that we kind of have. So it's like, okay, well, what can you do in a way that's mindful of, okay, I want to equip the head of the household to train their family. I want to equip a group leader to train the people that they're discipling, and it all comes from around there. And we've got goals along the way of partnering with other churches, seeking out you know, those relationships that we can say, hey, we have a shared purpose. What does that look like to do together?
And part of those partnerships may not be that they, you know, officially like are close to Journey Lutheran, they are adopted in and things. It may just be, how do we serve together? Early on in our process, when we were talking to all the churches in our circuit area, we said, hey, how about, would you publicize what you offer for Bible studies? And, you know, we were doing about 3 to 4 Bible studies a week, and that's what they were doing at Holy Cross and things. Well, then some couple of their congregations said, yeah, you know, we'd be willing to offer it and open it up. And the next thing you know, we're publishing a list every week that, hey, if you want to go study God's word, here's 12 to 14 opportunities. And, well, I can't go to a Bible study, you know, my schedule, the way I work it out on Monday night, but I could go on a Tuesday, and they're doing it over here. And we've got the blessing. It's not like it's because our church is not the one sponsoring it. We've got the blessing of our church to say, well, go and learn. And we had this wonderful kind of cross-pollination through different congregations. They're all like, this is great getting to know other people, and we're all doing it under the umbrella of God teaching us, and we're learning from him. And so that was kind of one of our neat things for us to say, hey, you know, this isn't all about who gets the most at their Bible studies. This is all about we're in the Word together.
This is part one of a 2-part series on shared ministry and reorganization with pastors Dan Mekas and Matt Schuler. Stay tuned for the next episode in the Thought Leader Podcast, where they discuss how ministry has been better together. Thanks for listening.